At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We've tracked down Ryan Dempster, and he, of course, as I mentioned, former big league pitcher, 16 seasons in the big leagues, World Series champ with the Red Sox, two-time All-Star joining me right now, and of course now an analyst for the MLB Network. Ryan, appreciate you making a few minutes on a Sunday night. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Is somebody trying to discredit how good LeBron James is?
It seems like, Ryan, my show every week during the playoffs, somehow it winds up circling around to LeBron versus Jordan, and that's on me. As I have to be a better host to make sure that that doesn't happen. But it turns into this MJ versus LeBron thing, and at the end of the day, they're both great, right?
I was just going to say, if every week it circles around to that comparison, then it tells you that LeBron James is doing some pretty awesome stuff because they're not comparing anybody else to him, so... It's pretty special to watch what he does, especially at his age with all the miles that he has logged on him, to put his body in the peak physical condition it is and to go out there and dominate the way he's doing. It's incredible.
Yeah, Ryan, it's funny you bring that up. Like I mentioned, you had a 16-year major league career. Like, you've got to be good, but you have to be durable to play any sport that long. But obviously, basketball is a different kind of physicality. Do you just marvel at guys like that sometimes when you see you yourself being a former professional athlete, what they're able to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, when you do watch it and you watch it on TV, it's one thing. You watch it in the game live, it's another thing. If you ever have the chance and you're in the first 10 rows of an NBA game and you watch how fast and big these guys are and the athletic abilities that they show and the pounding that they take down low, and like, if the referee wanted to, he could just blow the whistle every play like 30 yeah. times, because they just get hacked and fouled, but they're so strong and big. And I do marvel at what they're doing and how they're able to do it, and it's really, really impressive. I'm a huge LeBron fan, and I think what he's doing is incredible.
Yeah, he is. He's amazing, and he's about to close out Toronto here in probably another game, so we'll probably going to see him again in the NBA Finals. Hey, Ryan, I saw the sit-down that you did with Kerry Wood. Today's the 20th anniversary of that fateful 20K day. I'm based in Houston, so I remember that day well and not all that fondly, but it was amazing to watch Kerry Wood on that day. I want to get your thoughts on Kerry Wood, more overarching career, but that specific day, as a pitcher, do you go back and watch those strikeouts? The curve and the movement on those pitches was video game kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in Portland, Maine with the Sea Dogs when that happened, playing with them and being around them and just having the privilege of being inside of that story.
Yeah,
in a hotel room on a plane flight, guys asking him, what was that like, dude? And from the stories he's talking about, like, I didn't throw a strike warming up. I was terrible. And then you go out there and it was 97, 98. It was a Nintendo, when you would play and you go like left, left, up, down,
yes.
BA, and that's what it was like. It was like something we'd never seen. And he had that ability, and, did that game lead to injuries? We never know. But he still had a remarkable career and found a way to gut through some really tough times and had huge moments in the postseason with the Cubs and pitched well with the Yankees out of the bullpen, refound himself as a reliever and a closer. And, that game, when I look at it, you want to talk about dominating, and not just dominating because he wasn't facing this year's Cincinnati Reds or this year's Florida Miami Marlins. He was facing the first place Houston Astros, Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio, Hall of Famers, and made them look like little kids. It was impressive as any game you'll ever see.
Yeah, that Astros team went on to win 102 games that year. So it was a really good Astros team. The Astros have been kind of in the news lately, Ryan. You know, different stuff, kind of jousting back and forth on Twitter with Trevor Bauer of the Cleveland Indians. What are your thoughts on this, on Trevor Bauer's take on spin rate and kind of implying that maybe there's something a little fishy going on with the Houston Astros? What was your take on that whole thing?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I feel like until you can positively tell me somebody's throwing something on the ball, and I've heard tons of people talk about it. Guys have been putting stuff on their hands to be able to grip the ball for a long time, and this is nothing new. And if you want to go down the list of Hall of Fame pitchers that are sitting there in Cooperstown, a bunch of them did the same thing, and not necessarily always to gain an advantage, but just to make sure you had grip. There would be nothing scarier to be out there hitting and knowing that I might wear one of the year because this guy can't feel the ball. And they're slick. They've gotten slicker over the years, and guys use shaving cream and sunscreen. They use shaving cream and rosin. They use different things to get a tackiness on their hands so that they can grip the baseball. And that's just a reality of what goes on. And I think the Houston Astros are very good about taking a pitcher of somebody, taking a pitcher or a position or a hitter, and finding a weakness in their approach and changing it and saying, hey, you could be really successful if you do this. And I think that the results show because of that. And it's no different than anything anybody else is around the league is doing. And Garrett Cole's always had the ability. We've seen it. He's a number one overall pick. He's had nasty stuff. And sometimes it takes somebody else to lock all that in, and he's off to a great start down there.
Ryan Dempster, former Major League pitcher, analyst on the MLB Network, now joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Ryan, what's impressed you about Shohei Ohtani so far?
The ability to do both sides of the baseball. I mean, to pitch and to hit at high levels. He rope-a-doped everybody in spring training. I'm going to tell this story, and this is kind of what I think would happen. And it, maybe I'm completely off on this, and maybe he really did struggle in spring training, but there's a story about Ichiro Suzuki when he came over from Japan. And he was hitting, you know, for weeks on end in the batting cage, and he just was hitting line drives all over the place. And Lou Piniella was the manager, and he's like, man, this guy's got no power. We signed this guy for all this money. He's got no power. He can't hit a ball at the ballpark. And he's saying this as Ichiro's taking batting practice in the cage. And so then Ichiro, all of a sudden, next round of batting practice, he proceeds to hit six in a row out of the ballpark. And then he comes out of the batting cage, and he looks at Lou, and he goes, power good? You know, like, there's something to it. Why do we get so infatuated with spring training? We do. We fall in love with it. Like, it's the almighty. We pick guys to put on our team because they throw up a zero spring training in spring training. Meanwhile, they're facing the same guys they were last year in Double-A, or we take a hitter because he's hot. I went in my office, and I looked over every baseball card I had. I flipped them all over, and I don't have a single card with a spring training stat on the back. Not one. And I think what we're seeing is the real Ohtani. All of these scouts, these bright minds in baseball and all these great scouts were not wrong. They knew all the talent was there, and it's showing right now, and it's super impressive what he's doing.
Really, really good stuff. Former Major Leaguer Ryan Dempster, 16 years in the big leagues, and now you can catch him on the MLB Network.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.